And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. My name is Greg Mangarelli, mayor of the city of Prescott, and your host today. We have a tremendous show for you today. We'll be taking a look at some of the great events coming soon in the city of Prescott. Plus, we'll talk to our friends from Superstition Meadery, the award-winning Superstition Meadery, who just won a very prestigious national award. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your mayor, Greg Mangarelli, and you're listening to Talk of the Town. My first guests are Scott Curry, who manages special events for the Prescott Chamber, and Robert Coombs, Visitor Information Center.
You did it. You said it.
Center Manager. We can do this. So welcome, guys. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
We're going to start with Scott. Before we get into your material, though, You're a retired LAPD police officer. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
This is Police Week, and today is actually a memorial, you were saying, Robert, for fallen peace officers.
Peace Officers Memorial Day.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that, so it's good to remember those folks and what they do for our city, and thank you for your service with the LAPD.
It's been, we've been here in Prescott 21 years now, so it almost is like a dream.
It goes fast.
It goes, we're just talking about that, how fast things go.
Well, look, Scott, let's talk a little bit about some events you guys have coming up. What's first up?
Well, it starts off Memorial Day weekend, which is 2 weeks away. We have the Phippen will have their fine art show on the square, and across the street from the square, the Chamber of Commerce will be holding its off-street festival, which is about 65 vendors who come, and we have food and arts and crafts. And once you walk around the Phippen and see all those beautiful things, and you can come across the street and see what types of arts and crafts are available in Prescott for that weekend. And then after that, 2 weeks later, we have Territorial Days, which is another arts and crafts show that the Chamber puts on the square. That's a two-day festival. And after that, 2 weeks later, we go into the Bluegrass Festival, which is the only two-day free bluegrass festival in the Western United States.
Yeah, so pretty unique, Scott, that it's free. I remember talking about that last year. And tell us a little bit more about that event. That's a pretty pretty fun event.
This is our 38th year.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of unbelievable that we can keep it free, but we would have to move the location to have a different venue that we would need to charge to get in. And you know what? Because of our generous sponsors that we have each year, we're able to keep it free for the people in Yavapai County to come. We have some great bands coming. This will be probably the most unique bluegrass festival that I've attended. Sugar and the Mint, which is a local band that's won awards, is our headliner. They'll play Saturday night. We have the Central Valley Boys coming back, and we have the Old Blue Band coming back. Those are bands that these people have been playing for years and years and years are very good in what they do. And then we have two other bands coming, the Blue Jays and Crying Uncle, which is both bands are much younger. I don't think there's someone over 18 years old in each of those bands. There's a 12-year-old banjo player that's won national awards that you'll get to see. And so we're really excited to show this year not only the old style of bluegrass, but these younger people that are picking up these instruments and taking America's music and keeping it alive.
You know, it's really cool. Sugar and the Mint is a homegrown band. I think they've played at Akronite and a lot of different events around downtown, but they grew up here, and it's so cool to see them win awards. Durango, help me out here. They won an award for the big bluegrass.
Higher up. Telluride.
Telluride, excuse me. Telluride. So Telluride, they were one of the top five bands.
They won that contest.
Won. Okay.
Yeah, and so they were invited back, got a little record contract out of that or a recording contract. And then, unfortunately, Telluride, I guess because we're so popular here, they changed their date to our weekend now.
Uh-oh.
So we lost a couple bands to Telluride, but it's okay. You can go to Telluride if you enjoy the weather and spend $95 a day to see bluegrass, or you can come to Prescott and have it for free.
Our cool shade trees down on the plaza. So fun fact for you. Johan Glidden is the lead singer for Sugar and the Mint. I coached him in Little League on the Kiwanis team. Yeah. A few years ago.
Well, that puts an age to it, doesn't it? Well, my wife and I have been involved in Acker for 15 years, and Acker used to give him scholarships.
Right. Yeah, that's what's cool about this story.
And look where he is.
That's right. No, that's neat. Yeah. One more thing, just with that, bring a chair, hang out under the shade down there. Lots of other kind of impromptu things happening around the plaza.
Oh, on the north end of the square, they have jamming all the time where people come from all over the western United States to these bluegrass festivals. There's people that go to every bluegrass festival there is, and they just stand there and jam. And so you meet new people, you learn where you are, maybe in the caliber of playing your instrument, but it's just a lot of fun. And we have some great food vendors coming this year. We have some other vendors coming this year that'll be selling their goods. This is the first year that we're going to have the mandolin store from Surprise, Arizona, who's always been one of our sponsors for years and years. They're going to come up with their new line of instruments that they're having this year. So there'll be plenty to do, plenty to hear, and it lasts from 11 o'clock on Saturday morning till 9 o'clock Saturday night, and then we go from 11 to 3 on Sunday.
Okay. Full weekend down there. Food trucks, sounds like you're going to have down there. Lots of great offerings. Bring a chair and sit under the shade and enjoy some great music. So, well, Scott, thanks for that information. I want to jump over to Robert. I don't want him to feel left out over here.
Oh, I'm doing good over here.
And good to see you again. Rick. You were just in council chambers this week earlier for a proclamation.
Very special occasion.
Yeah, tell us about the proclamation.
Sure. Thanks, Greg. It's a Prescott Heritage Trail kickoff, which was in conjunction with the City of Prescott, the Chamber of Commerce, Charlotte Hall Museum, and Prescott Heritage Foundation. So thank you to all of them for putting this all together. Of course, the city and the Chamber are big helps on this and putting this actual map together, which you can pick up at the Visitor Information Center. And it takes you around the downtown historic locations, the little placards you'll find. And it's a little booklet that's full of little questions, and we were just talking about that because we don't know the answers to all of them. So we're going to have to do this ourselves. So, and at the end of it, you turn this brochure into the Visitor Information Center, and you'll get a little button to say what you did, kind of a memento or souvenir, and a little questionnaire to ask what school you're from, because we plan on doing more for the schools with this particular program. We're hoping that it's going to be really big with the great kids in town, and I'm sure it will be. So we're really excited for the kickoff of this, and we just kicked it off last night.
Yeah, I know, it's great. And really, you've had this going for about a year,
it's
right?
It's taken
Robert?
A little over a year to put this together.
Okay.
It started from the city hall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, city manager actually was part of kind of the instigation to figure this out.
The Freedom Trail in Boston is what you saw, the Freedom Trail. And I know all about that because I'm from Boston. But quite honestly, I haven't done the whole Freedom Trail because, when you live there, it's like, well.
Well, that's a good point, Robert. I've done the Boston Freedom Trail as well. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I would encourage our people here in the city, sometimes you see these different artifacts or things around the city, but I would encourage folks to actually do this to really learn more about the history behind the different statues and points of interest downtown.
Yes, and that's kind of how we planned it, starting at the Visitor Information Center, the Chamber of Commerce, which is a historic building in itself. When you go downtown, just take a peek at the building. You'll see the placard on the outside, historic placard, and all the placards correspond with this particular Heritage Trail History Hunt guide, so that kind of guides you through. And a lot of the answers are hidden in those particular plaques that help you along.
So if folks want to do this, they can go to the chamber downtown, go inside, grab a map. Very good. Well, we have about a minute or two before a break here, Robert. I just wanted to talk briefly about the state-designated Visitor Information Center. So your visitor center that you manage is actually in the Prescott Chamber, but tell us the significance of the state designation.
Well, the state designation of the Visitor Information Center, which means we adhere to all the rules and regulations of the state for visitor centers all over the state, and we're one of them. We've actually always have been state designated, but they've changed the way that they do things a little bit. They kind of charge us now for it, so that's probably to pay for some of the materials. But all the visitor information centers will be listed in all, including Prescott, will be listed in all the state publications all over the state.
Yeah, so I see the signs down there, and I realize that does get more visibility because of the state, and you get a lot of tour buses and folks that's kind of where they start,
yes,
right, when they come to Prescott.
Yes, it does quite a bit, and we've been doing a lot of different visitor packets and coordinate with you guys, you know, putting the bags together for these big groups that are coming into town. And we get about 30,000 visitors a year that we can count that come through the doors of the visitor center.
Yeah, it's interesting to get those stats and to see, you know, 30,000 folks that are coming through there, and then to see where they're from, because they're from all over the world.
We get them from all over the world. We've had people from Italy and Australia just last week, and before that it was Israel, China. Canadians all winter long, but they're kind of dropping off a little bit because it's getting kind of warmed out in Phoenix.
There you go. Well, we're going to take a little break at this point. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and we'll be right back after these messages.
It's almost time for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concerts, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Owl Promotions. Saturday, May 18th, join us for a special night of music. Starting off the evening at 5 p.m. is the Born to be Wild Tour, celebrating the music of Steppenwolf, followed by Atlanta Rhythm Section performing all their hits. This is an evening you won't want to miss. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com now for more information. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Auggies.prescott.com, the Go Feed Me page. When you've got a hankering for the great taste of Auggies, go to Auggies.prescott.com. Check out the menu and all the great happenings. Fill your calendar with Auggies exceptional events and make reservations online. That's why it's called the Go Feed Me page. Auggies.prescott.com, the place to dine on Highway 69 or online. Auggies Frontier Village and Auggies.prescott.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and today we have Scott and Robert from the Prescott Chamber talking about events coming up here in our busy season and the visitor center, the Heritage Trail. Robert, we were talking about the Heritage Trail, which is a self-guided Heritage Trail around kind of the downtown area, but you also have another offering for folks if they want to learn more history.
Yes, we do, and this we've had this going on for many years. That's where the Heritage Trail kind of came from a little bit. It's our historic downtown Prescott walking tours, and you meet at the Visitor Information Center Chamber office, and it's every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 10 o'clock, and it's donations are appreciated, which helps our nonprofit center, which a lot of folks don't know that we are nonprofit. And these are great history tours. It really teaches you about the history in this area, which is unbelievable. And everyone in Prescott needs to come down to do these. You know, it's just a lot of fun. You really learn a lot about it.
So what's the time frame? How long do those take?
They take 90 minutes. It's not a hard walk at all. It starts in front of the visitor center. It goes down Whiskey Row. You even pop into the Palace restaurant, which has a lot of history. Goes up to the Elks Theater, so you'll get a glimpse of the Elks Theater if you haven't been in the Elks Theater, which is a beautiful historic building, too. It kind of makes a big block around. So, and if it's too hard going up the streets and things, just jump off and jump back in.
Yeah, that's great. Good tip. So, Robert, what else you have going on, especially for our listeners that they'd want to know about?
Well, for this weekend, there's quite a bit going on. There's the Yavapai County Contractors Association Home Show, and that would be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. And that's from 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, 10 to 3 on Sunday. So that's a lot of fun to go to that. Let's see, where should I start?
Let me jump in with one, Robert, while you're thinking. On the 27th, we have the Memorial Day observation at the Citizen Cemetery, 9 mm-hmm. o'clock in the morning on Monday the 27th.
Yes, uh-huh.
And from there, you can go to the National Cemetery, which is kind of across the highway.
Pretty much across the street, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The National Cemetery, there will be a Memorial Day observance at 11 o'clock on that Monday as well. So 9 mm-hmm. o'clock in our Citizen Cemetery off Sheldon Street, and then 11 o'clock at the National Cemetery on Monday.
Right, right. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. We also have the Summer Concert Series, which is it's kind of a hometown tradition now. Everybody asks for it. They ask for it months before. And this is the 2019 Summer Concert Series, and that's downtown around the Courthouse Plaza. I've been told that it's not the square.
Yeah.
Melissa Ruffner would slap your head for saying the square.
You know what amazes me is about the Summer Concert Series is I think it's the third Thursday of each month.
Uh-huh.
The Central Arizona Concert Band comes, mm-hmm. and you can go down with your chair and sit there for an hour and 15 minutes, yeah. and listen to a 60-piece band mm-hmm. play.
That is correct. That's Thursdays. Every third Thursday is the Arizona Concert Band.
Yeah.
The whole series kicks off on a Tuesday, which is June 4th, which is the Goodwin Street Gang. And
yes.
Everyone knows who's affiliated with the Goodwin Street Gang, and that's with Elgato Azul. So come on down and hear him sing. So that's kind of cool. But it's every Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Friday evenings at the plaza.
Unless there's a show that
right.
weekend, then there is no Friday night.
The schedule is at the Visitor Information Center. If we happen to be closed, which isn't too often, it's in the outside racks, too, for you to pick up. So come on down and see us on that.
Is there a place online, website, Robert, that folks can get this information?
You can go to our website at prescott.org. I have it on there. And it's also at the Prescott Downtown Partnership website. I don't actually have their website
but
right with me,
chamber.
But just get it at the chamber.
Prescott Chamber.
Yep, it's prescott.org.
Okay.
With the full schedule. I'll come on down and pick up the rack card. It's really cool. And on Thursdays, they have Prescott Sings. We have to change it from the Prescott Idol because I guess, well, you know how that
goes. Someone said, don't use our name.
Yes, but the Prescott Sings will be on Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30. So come on down for that one, too.
Well, with the beautiful weather, I always enjoy going downtown and in the summertime and then having all this great music offered. It's a great
It's very much a hometown yep. event type thing. I remember when I came into town, God, it's what, 20 years plus, and coming to those, and I thought, wow, what a cool town this is. Yeah, I can go down after work and hang out and cool down under the American elm trees downtown and listen to music.
And even with all the growth we've had, we just embrace people.
Yep.
There's
yes.
just more people that come down and enjoy what uh-huh. what used to be in the 40s and 50s.
Oh, we have so much to offer here. It
yeah.
always feels small to me. You know, people always say, oh, there's so many people here now. I said, God, I don't feel it.
You have no idea. Live
right
in L.A.
here.
For 20 years.
I know it. I
appreciate that perspective. Thank you. Hey, and on that note, if people are newer to town and don't know, we have a great parking garage behind Whiskey Row. So you can park in there and get right over to the plaza. I almost mm-hmm. said the square, Robert.
The Courthouse Plaza.
Get
yeah.
over to the plaza real easily from that parking garage. So it's a great opportunity. Folks don't always know that it's back there.
Right.
But
and it's free. It's
free
where can you go where it's free parking?
That's right. Well, we have to talk about the big, big summer event, the second largest parade in the state of Arizona.
And that's July 6th, and it's actually the Frontier Rodeo Parade. I've confused it ever since I moved here, the 4th of July Parade.
Well, that's what people call it, yeah.
But it's not. It's the Frontier Rodeo Parade, and it is the second largest in the state.
Mm-hmm.
It is unbelievable how many entries they have that come and do this.
But July 6th is kind of a, you know, folks, you just need to remember that it is right after the 4th of July, so it kind of adds on to your festivities from what I can, what I see anyways. So
right after bluegrass,
you got it.
The rodeo starts.
But the rodeo actually starts on July 1st yes. this year, and it runs through the 7th. And there's many, many other events associated with that, too. The rodeo dance, the Kiwanis Kitty Parade, which is one of my favorites, and that's July 5th at 8:30 in downtown Prescott. And it's fun to watch the kids all dressed up. I remember doing that.
Well, that's the weekend.
Doing up my bike.
Pull their hoses up the street, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, to see who wins that. That's,
yep. This is Cowboy
it's
Church.
Just great fun.
There's an arts and crafts show July 5th through the 7th. It's just a blast. And
yeah.
For more information on that, you can get to our website at prescott.org or go to the worldsoldestrodeo.com.
I'm hearing tickets are going fast, so it really is time to get tickets, particularly if you want a particular night.
Mm-hmm.
Really need to get on their website and get those tickets or go over to the rodeo grounds.
Yes.
And you can buy tickets.
Yeah,
there.
So worldoldestrodeo.com is probably the best place to go, and they do offer a shuttle this year too, which is kind of nice. It's kind of a new thing for them. And so you can pick up a shuttle so you don't have to worry about parking downtown.
Yeah, or at the rodeo grounds.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Frontier Village.
That's correct.
And that's being shuttled by Bucky's and Yavapai Casino.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And more information on that, just give them a call at 778-7909.
Well, I also want to put a plug in here for all of our small businesses in our city, particularly when we're talking about downtown. I really encourage folks to take some time, extra time, come early for an event and walk around downtown and do some shopping, hit a restaurant. I had my family at Mob Burger last night. Great mm-hmm. burger over there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, before and after these events, it's always smart to just build in some extra time. Take your time, spin around downtown, check out the shops and restaurants down there. And take care of our folks downtown. What other events? What have we missed here, guys?
Well, you know, there's kind of a long-time event. You know, it may not be in Prescott, but it's a kind of a long-time event that we've had here. It's this Saturday and Sunday. It's the annual Jerome Historic Home and Building Tour, and it's kind of a blast to go up there and see a little bit of history up in Jerome, too. There's so much there. And that's Saturday, Sunday from 9 to 3. There is a charge on that. It's a $25 charge. That goes to their organization, so come on out for that. The Prescott Farmers Market, starting again for the summer market, May 18th through the 26th, which is this weekend too, and that's at Yavapai College from 7:30 to 12 noon.
And that's starting, did you say this weekend?
This weekend, okay. Saturday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Over at Yavapai College.
At Yavapai College, before okay. they get their new home, which will be when they build a hotel right downtown. That's kind of exciting.
That is exciting, and we hope to reestablish the garden area right there in Granite Creek Park.
I am really looking forward to that.
As well
there.
As having the new farmer's market.
Yep.
The Hilton Garden Inn, guys, is going to start construction here, I think, in a month or two, and they really have a pretty aggressive 9-month time frame on that. So when we're sitting here a year from now, that hotel should be in place. The train trestle will be fully refurbished and usable. The Sam Hill Warehouse will be a part of the hotel conference center. There will be a train-themed park for the kids with a splash pad, with a whole bunch more grass area and a playground. And that whole area is just going to really transform. And
it's really cool, Greg. The yeah. county is, I mean, the whole town is asking about it, talking about it, and they're just thrilled.
And, you know, we just got through with the bike race.
Yes.
And I live up by Copper Basin, and I can't tell you, I've seen probably a 50% increase of bike riders now going mm-hmm. up Copper Basin to those trails
oh,
up
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And it makes you think about all Prescott has to offer with the trails for biking and then the walking trails that they have.
There's
out
so many
the
new
lakes.
Trails here now, too.
Yes.
We have lots of organizations that pull together to do the work on the trails, including myself. I get out there and do the trail work. I love working out on the trails that I actually ride, so it's kind of cool.
We should put up a bucket list for all the people that live here. These are the things that you should put on your bucket list. If you live in Prescott,
yes.
you need to do these things.
Yeah, that's
yes.
a good idea, Scott.
Yeah.
Well, we have 500 miles of trails when you count. City trails are about 100 miles, but uh-huh. plus the National Forest.
Yeah.
500 miles of trails. And the Circle Trail is really kind of part of that signature mm-hmm. piece that people really you know, in terms of a bucket list, whether you want to ride the whole thing, maybe in more than one day.
I know lots of folks that hiked up.
Or hike around the Circle Trail.
Yeah.
I think that is a bucket list thing, Scott. And that's a great idea. We should put together a Prescott bucket list.
And so someone could walk into City Hall and say, I did all these things. What do I get?
Yeah, really?
A pat on
the
back.
You get a bucket.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
Without the list.
Thanks so much for all your work. I know as the weather gets warmer, your schedules heat up as well, and there's lots of amazing opportunities out there. And I hope folks will get downtown or get to these events. Find more information on the website at Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Thank you both for your work in the city, what you do to make all these events happen. Really appreciate it, and thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Greg. It was a pleasure being here.
All right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ed Kellerman, who's the executive director with the Phippen Museum of Western Art. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. An Arizona Department of Public Safety trooper has arrested a man who was impersonating a police officer. While on a routine patrol, Sergeant Brandon Powell saw a large SUV initiating a traffic stop on the US 60. Spokesperson Bart Graves says the vehicle had blue and red strobe lights, and Sergeant Powell thought it was an unmarked law enforcement vehicle.
Sergeant Powell stops to assist and notices the driver did not have a firearm at his waist and was wearing a shirt embroidered with the letters Mesa Police on a gold badge. Sergeant Powell began questioning the driver, identified as 28-year-old Joshua Hillman. Hillman told Sergeant Powell he had stopped the passenger car because the vehicle had cut him off. He has utilized red and blue lights in the past when contacting stranded motorists. Hillman was arrested by Sergeant Powell and booked into the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, 4th Avenue Jail, for impersonating a police officer in three counts of kidnapping.
Mostly sunny today, dangerously windy tomorrow, a 30% chance for late Thursday night rain, blowing in a huge cool down with breezy highs near 70 tomorrow, only 58 Friday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, a partly cloudy and breezy overnight low near 50. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chance for late Thursday night rain, cooling to a partly cloudy 56 after bedtime. Then a dangerously windy, mostly sunny high near near 83 tomorrow, sunny but only 70 Friday, but a sunny, warmer weekend is on the way. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop by Batteries Plus Bulbs and save on Duracell Ultra boat, RV, motorcycle, and lawn and garden batteries. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
Hi, Lisa here with the plants of the week and our dwarf blue plumbago.
If you can't grow blue plumbago, it's time to move to the city.
This perennial ground cover is quick to spread and puts up with a lot of abuse from dry soil to neglect.
The peacock blue flowers are held wide and very prominent against the small bronzy green foliage.
Grows in any kind of garden, all for $11.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love easy perennials, they love to shop.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. I am the mayor, Greg Mangarelli, and this is Talk of the Town on KQ&A. My next guest today is Ed Kellerman. He's the executive director for the Phippen Museum of Western Art. Welcome, Ed.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in today, Ed. So this is a big season for you guys in terms of a big art show that's your signature event for the year. Before we get to that, though, let's talk to the listeners a little bit about the museum. You know, maybe if folks are newer to town, they may not know about the Phippen or where it's located, and then a little about your role as well.
Absolutely. The Phippen Museum is named after George Phippen, a local Western painter and sculptor. He created over 3,000 pieces of artwork in his lifetime, was a co-founder and first president of the Cowboy Artists of America. Unfortunately, he passed away at the early age of 50 in 1966, but a dedicated group of family and friends who were so enamored with his inspirational character and his incredible artwork, they wanted to see an art institution created in his name that preserved and promoted the great art of the American West, and so hence the Phippen Museum was born.
You know, Ed, this is really a hidden gem in Prescott. I think it's starting to get more exposure, somewhat due to the new roundabout there at the museum on 89 Highway and kind of more traffic out there with the Constellation Trail across the way. So are you seeing a pickup in numbers out there?
We are, absolutely. There's a noticeable difference. You know, the monumental bronze out there in the roundabout, George Phippen's monumental piece, Cowboy in a Storm, has attracted quite a few people. We get more people stopping in lately since the roundabout's been completed.
Such a great piece in the middle of that roundabout to kind of welcome people as they come in to Prescott there through the Granite Dells. So you're in a new role. Tell us a little bit about how long you've been with the museum and then the new role you took on about 5 months ago.
Sure. I've been with the Phippen Museum for about 11 years now. I worked as a marketing and communications manager. Recently, the past director, Kim Villapando, retired And so hence that's where I ended up in her position. And I guess my role basically is to just maintain the quality programming and exhibitions that we have, you know, the enlightening exhibitions, educational opportunities, entertaining events. They're such a vital part of what the museum does, and my job is to just make sure that we maintain the quality and build on those signature events that we've created in the past.
Yeah, there's some absolutely amazing art. If you have not been to the FIPIN, I highly recommend to get out and check it out. Take the family. An amazing gift shop as you walk in initially to the FIPIN Museum. But then the artwork is absolutely stunning. One of my favorite areas there, Ed, is, and I'm going to get this wrong, but the Arizona Cowboy Hall of Ranching and Hall of Fame?
Yep. Arizona Rancher and Cowboy Hall of Fame was trademarked a few years back, and it has a collection of folks that we induct. We induct new members annually at our annual fall gathering barbecue in September. So there's quite a few names that folks will recognize locally in the Arizona Rancher Cowboy Hall of Fame, which is in our Western Heritage Gallery, which features a bunch of artifacts and memorabilia.
Yeah, the Kieckheffers are in there, and I just saw a great video of John Kieckheffer that he did for the world's oldest rodeo, and he talked about the history of the rodeo and on social media, and it was a really nice video that gives a lot more history to the rodeo. So I would encourage you to check that out. Well, let's jump to Memorial Day weekend. Ed, you have your major event coming up, a big fundraiser for you guys. Give us some details about that event.
Right. May 25th, 26th, and 27th, we'll present the 45th annual FIPIN Museum Western Art Show on sale on the Yavapai County Courthouse Plaza. It's been a Memorial Day tradition since 1974. This year we have almost 90 participating artists from all over the country, New York to Washington. One of the neatest aspects of this show is some of these artists, where they originate. We have artists from couple from Siberia, artists from Shanghai, China, South Korea, Jaipur, India, United Kingdom, just an incredible diversity of artists. And it's interesting that folks migrate towards that Western heritage and history no matter where they come from in the world. So,
yeah, that'll be that's a great show coming right up here around the corner over Memorial Day weekend. You said May 25th, 26th, and 27th down on the downtown plaza. So what are the exhibits? You know, we talked a little bit about the Arizona Ranch and Hall of Fame, but what are some of the other exhibits that folks can see there at the FIPIN Museum?
Well, currently in our Marley Gallery, we have an exhibition called Desert Horizons. It's comprised of landscape art depicting scenes from the southwestern deserts. We also have our annual 16th annual miniature masterpiece show and sale in our lower level gallery. And then we have a show also called PAWS. It's the FIPIN Award winner's Small Art to Go show and sale. And that's comprised of award-winning artists from the past 3 years' shows down on the Courthouse Plaza. So they're a little bit more reasonably priced than a lot of the artwork you might see. So it's a really great chance for people to own a fine piece of Western art.
Yeah, well, we just have a couple more minutes here. One of the things that I was thinking about, Ed, one of your partners is the new Western Heritage Center downtown.
Exactly. Yes.
Dennis Gallagher and his team have put that together. And I thought it would be good to mention right here that on Thursday, they're going to have a grand opening down there on downtown Whiskey Row is where the location is. And I believe that's 4 o'clock.
4 p.m. They'll do a ribbon cutting down there at the Western Heritage Center on Whiskey Row.
And that's you correct. Guys, the FIPIN has some space in there that you're exhibiting.
We will. Currently, we have a display in their excellent front window that represents the show and sale coming up in Memorial Day. Eventually, we'll have our own space inside the center that will feature some of the stuff that you can folks can see when they come out to the FIPIN Museum. It's a great tie-in and drives people from the downtown area out to the FIPIN Museum, which is what we really, really need. You know, the FIPIN Museum is a wonderful museum, but it sells itself. So the main thing is just get people in the door. So it's just adding to help us do that.
Yeah, Western Heritage Center open this Thursday, 4 o'clock on the Whiskey Row. FIPIN Museum has some some exhibits there, but also some of our other museums are in there as well to kind of highlight all the great offerings here in our city. So, Ed, what have we missed here in the last minute or two that we have left? What else would you like to say about the
Just really quickly, with the Memorial Day show and sale, it's a great event, but one of the most popular events we have during the show, Saturday and Sunday, May 25th and 26th at 2 p.m., we hold a quick draw challenge, which allows 20 or more artists to create a piece of fine art from a blank canvas in just 60 minutes. Then they take that, they turn them around, and they auction the art off to the crowd while the paint's still wet. And it's just one of the most interesting activities that you could possibly imagine.
That is interesting. Tell me again when that's happening.
It's 2 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, May 25th and 26th on the north side of the Courthouse Plaza.
So 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Day weekend.
That's correct.
That would be something that you don't want to miss, is to watch folks do artwork in 60 minutes and then auction it right.
Absolutely. In addition to that, we have an artist meet and greet dinner at the museum on Saturday evening at 5:30. Guests can attend for $30 a piece, and they get a chance to mingle with the artists, check out the exhibits. We have Western entertainment and a great ranch-style dinner provided by Big Daddy E's. So we're looking forward to a great weekend.
So, Ed, if folks want to get more information, you have a website or something we can put out there?
Absolutely. FippinArtMuseum.org is where you want to go. You can also view, we have two galleries online, one for the Miniature Masterpiece Show and one for the Fippin Award Winner Show. So you can actually take a look at some of the art week that you might be able to purchase out at the museum during the weekend.
So if you're out there Googling up Fippin Museum, it's P-H-I-P-P-E-N, Fippin Museum, and you can go to the website there and get more information. And I would highly encourage you to get to this Memorial Day weekend event. Sounds very interesting with all the different artists that will be here from around the world, as well as this very interesting 2 o'clock show on Saturday and Sunday to watch somebody put some artwork together in just an hour. Well, Ed, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for all you do here in Prescott to enhance the Western culture, and for taking care of one of our amazing museums in the Fippin Museum.
Well, thank you very much. I love what I do.
All right, well, we're going to take a little break right here, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Jeff and Jen Herbert with Superstition, the award-winning Superstition Meadery.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby, and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
It's that time of year for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concert, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Owl Productions. Bring the whole family May 18th to see the stunning motorcycles and special performances by Brittany Flores and more. As an added bonus, we are giving away awards and over $5,000 in cash and prizes. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information and to get your tickets now. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. For our final segment, I'm thrilled to introduce two of Prescott's most celebrated small business owners, Jennifer and Jeff Herbert, owners of the award-winning Superstition Meadery located in the lower level of the old Capitol Marketplace. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, thanks.
You guys have been world traveling. I talked to you when you won the award. We were somewhere else at that time. We won't talk about that. But anyway, it was great to talk to you the day of the award, from the Small Business Administration. You guys were the Small Business Persons of the Year out of 30 million businesses. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know what to say.
They're dumbfounded.
Thank you.
Well, and then since you were in D.C., you flew right out and you've been traveling around visiting other meaderies around the world.
That's right. So we went to, for the fifth year in a row, the McKellar Beer Celebration Copenhagen. And this is known in the craft beer industry as like the coolest event in the world. And so it's an invitational where they have about 120 producers from all over the world. And most of it's beer. We were the only people pouring mead. I think there was one other place pouring cider there. And there are four sessions with 2,500 people per session over 2 days. And so we, like, without exaggerating, poured mead and cider for thousands of people as fast as we could pull our taps. And Jen and I were there by ourselves this year. And so with very few breaks, we had a couple 12-hour standing days, and it was really exciting. But that's, you know, the way that we are able to, you know, talk to people and introduce our products to folks firsthand. And so it's an amazing event, and you know, we could talk forever about how well they take care of us, but it's awesome.
Well, that probably explains why Jen is kind of tired over there. You guys got in yesterday, right?
Last night.
Yeah, crazy. Well, thanks for putting Prescott on the map. We do have the award here. We'd love to show it on the air, but I guess it's not really going to work. But it looks very cool. Thanks for bringing these in. So let's do a quick rundown of your story. You guys haven't been at this very long, and this started with a kit that Jen got you on Father's Day, for what I understand.
That's right. You going to take this one?
Sure. Yeah, so about 10 years ago, Jeff became interested in home brewing, and like many small businesses, we started in our backyard. And one of the first things that he made for our Thanksgiving dinner that year was a mead. And in honor of my heritage, being from Vermont in the Northeast, he made a maple mead. And I didn't really know what mead was at the time. I'd heard it talked about at the Renaissance Fair, but I never really tried it. And it turned out delicious. It was clear and maple-y and definitely drinkable. I was a little afraid I wasn't going to like it, but it was great. And that's when Jeff decided to start playing around with different flavors and different techniques and really got into making mead.
No, I love that story and just your entrepreneurial spirit kind of starting from this really small beginning, but just 10 years ago. And you guys have grown to, I want to remember, 3 million annual revenue?
Just under, yeah, 2.7 in last year. So.
Okay, yeah.
But we should hit that this year. So.
That's crazy. And I know the tasting room is, like I said, down underneath in the old Capitol Market building there on the north side of the plaza. And I've been there several times. Love going down there. The flights are a lot of fun. Great staff down there. Amazing customer service. But beyond that tasting room, you guys have now a production facility out at the airport.
That's right, and you were able to visit it.
I did.
And make a meet with us, which was really awesome. And we'll release that for the second Superstition Meadery Day, so we're really excited for that. So we did a traditional mead with honey from Mingus Mountain, so that was really exciting. And our production facility is maxed out, and we are just cruising along, and our staff really is amazing. You talked about customer service. Well, the side you don't see often is that production facility and how things are made, mm-hmm. and the innovation that's going on out there and the creativity with our people is just, it's industry leading. And that's not just us saying that.
Yeah. And you guys are shipping this worldwide now.
Right. You can get our products in 36 countries.
That's amazing. Amazing. We can talk about that. 200 some odd different meads you guys have made, right? I mean, it's kind of endless, the different opportunities you have to make different types and flavors of mead.
You can take any honey and any fruit, herb, or spice and any barrel you can imagine and combine those together to make really creative, interesting products. They can be dry, which means not sweet. They can be semi-sweet or sweet. They can be still, which is no bubbles, or just like drinking a wine, or it can be like champagne. And we actually go and do collaborations with breweries. So as a winery, we're not allowed to use cereal grains, and a brewery has to use cereal grains and mm-hmm. just over half what they do. So like this Sunday, I'll be down at Renhouse, which is a very popular brewery in Phoenix, doing a collaboration, and Dark Sky from Flagstaff will also be there. And so, of course, we'll be putting honey into the beer and making something really unique.
Well, it was fun dumping a little bit of honey, actually 10 gallons of honey, I think is what I put in, into the mead that we were making there, and just to kind of see how this works. Give us a quick rundown so people kind of have a better feel for what mead is. Like, what are the main ingredients?
Right, so when honey is the fermentable sugar in this beverage, that's what defines mead. And so when we take honey water and yeast and ferment that, we would call that a traditional mead. And again, it could be very dry or it could be very sweet, anything in between. Oh, Jen's got one.
Oh, I just wanted to say one thing after. We spend a lot of time talking about mead because not a lot of people know what mead is, but we also make award-winning ciders, and we're actually very well known for our cider products, and we're going to be releasing a lot of new ciders in the next year.
That's true.
Well, you know, and when I first heard about mead and that it was made with honey and stuff, I just kind of thought sweet right away, and I think people might do that. I would encourage people to go down to the tasting room at the Old Capitol Market and really check out a flight, because it really surprised me, the different flavors, how really a lot of them aren't sweet, you know, even though there's honey in it. And so it's a great opportunity just to kind of spread your wings a little bit and try something new down there.
It's a lot of fun, and that flight is our best product as a company, and it is a great thing to share. It's great for date night. We have live music on Saturdays, so, yeah, definitely check that out.
So let's talk a little bit more about kind of this whole experience for you guys recently with, I mean, this award is one award, but you've had several awards for your mead over the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, we've been entering the world's largest mead competition known as the Mazer Cup International, and it's an international mead competition where there's at least 400 entries, and we've come home with many medals over the years, and it's what probably put us on the map in the very beginning was our first gold medal for a product called Berry White, and that's a raspberry white chocolate mead, and we almost always have that available in our tasting room.
Well, look, you guys really make Prescott a destination, because I know people come here just to come to the Superstition Meadery. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for your excellence, your dedication. Congrats on the award. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Thanks.
Well, we're proud of you both and the amazing business you've started here in Prescott, and best of luck. That's all for our show today. Thanks to our guests, and thank you for listening. I'm Prescott Mayor Greg Mingarelli. So long for now. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities 1130 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.